Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about two things you can do that will simply keep your accounts or maybe even gain you some accounts, and that is showing up on time and showing up, period. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. And that intro is actually not tongue-in-cheek. It's actually the reality of the service business. And showing up on time is half the battle with any kind of appointment you make with a client. And also showing up to a job is equally important. And one of the things that you'll find out when you're bidding for service accounts out there is that a lot of times the customers will tell you that they're looking for a new pool service because their guy doesn't show up, or he doesn't show up on the same day, or he doesn't show up 1 week after another, or anything of that nature. So you'll hear this a lot, that the other pool guy didn't show up when he was supposed to, or skipped a week, or, you know, skipped 2 weeks, or whatever. He wasn't there. Of course, this is one of the things that's hurting the industry as a whole, these flaky pool guys that don't show up when they're supposed to, and this brings down the whole industry. And unlike the gardener in the summer that doesn't show up, which is very noticeable because the grass is like 2 feet high if he misses a week, the pool, you may not notice it as much. It may be dirtier than usual, but you may not notice that the pool guy hasn't serviced it. And so a lot of times, this is one of the key elements of your pool service business, is showing up every week when you're supposed to show up, with some few exceptions that the customer should know about. And then when you make an appointment to do the bid or to meet the customer, if you say you're going to be there at 3 o'clock, you're going to be there at 2:55 so that you know that, so they know that you're on time and punctual. When you pick a service day, say Wednesday, you want to try to get there at the same time every week, barring, of course, when you're doing the filters at that time of the year, or if something comes up and you're slowed down. But there should be a window where the customer can expect you there every week. So if you're there between 9 and 10 a.m., every week, the customer is going to look for you between 9 and 10 a.m. with some exceptions here and there, but they're going to know that you show up every week. And so to keep the clients and to keep your pool service professional, setting a day and time that you're going to be at their account really helps in establishing that you're a legitimate company. And this kind of correlates with the other services that they may have. If they have a house cleaner, he or she's always showing up there at the same time every week. I've noticed this out there on my route. Or if you have a newspaper delivery, I don't know if they still do that or not, but newspaper delivery people throw the paper out there at a certain time every morning, probably at the crack of dawn. And the gardeners are usually there almost always at the same time or within an hour of the time they're supposed to be there, unless they're doing tree trimming or something like that. But I noticed that the gardeners are always there at the same time, house cleaners. And so the customers tend to expect that from the pool service. Now, if you're going to have something come up, you're going to be there on a different day of the week, or you're going to have to skip that week, letting the client know definitely is extremely helpful. If you just don't show up that day, or if you show up a day early or a day late, they may not notice that you were there, and they may assume that you didn't do their pool. Of course, there are some things you can do to make sure the customer knows that you were there. You can leave what we used to do in the old days, is leave a door hanger. I don't know if anyone does that anymore. Probably not. If you're using an app like Pay the Pool Man or Skimmer, you definitely want to take a picture of the pool cleaned and then send it to your client. That'll note the date and time on there. So if you're there a different day, the customer will know that. And of course, you're going to notify them that you're going to be there a day early or a day late. All because keeping the schedule is really important and staying professional. and letting the client feel comfortable with your service. And I think that is the key to building a solid reputation with your clients, that you're going to be there on a Thursday at 10 a.m. just about every week. You're going to be there at that same time, and they'll know to look for you, or if they need to leave a note out or contact you, they know your service day and time pretty much exactly. So definitely one of the things that's going to set you apart is actually showing up every week. And I've got to tell you that even if you don't know what you're doing very well, let's say you just started out and you're kind of fumbling through things, you don't know much about the equipment or the chemistry, but you show up every week and you're trying hard to clean the pool and you're doing a pretty good job, the customer will definitely keep you because of just that one element that a lot of other companies lack, and that is showing up every week. And believe it or not, it goes a long way. So even if the pool is not how the customer wants it at that time, you being there, you giving your effort, and you showing up week to week is definitely going to go a long way. I don't know the percentage exactly, but I know it's a big part of why they want the pool service, because you're consistent. You may not be good, but you're consistent at least. And that comes with time. You'll get better, of course, and you'll be able to perform your job a lot better. But they'll give you that grace as long as you show up all the time. It's when you don't show up or show up at different times or different days that the customer kind of sees you as a flake, which you may turn out to be to them. You may not be, but it may be something that you have to work on. But definitely that impression is there. For instance, when I call someone from my rental and they say they're going to be at my rental property at 1 o'clock and the clock is ticking, it's 1:15, 1:20, 1:30 even, right away my first impression of this company or this person is that they're not reliable. So it's definitely important to be on time when you set your appointments, or the clients are going to already have that first impression of you that you're not reliable. Now, if you're going to be running late, of course, sending them a text message saying, hey, I'm stuck in traffic, I'll be 15 minutes late, it's crucial to do that, because then you're establishing the fact that something outside of your control is making you late, and you're not actually a flake by nature. It's just something outside that's causing you to be late. And so keep that in mind too, that if you are setting appointments, following up, letting them know that you're early or late is extremely important. And so I really like it when someone texts me saying, I'm on my way, I'm coming to your property next. That's really important to me. And I think in the service industry, in the pool service business, that's something that is lacking a lot of the times. And so really to make it really concise here, I think one of the elements of your business, if you have an employee or if you're doing it yourself, is to kind of get that mindset that just like yourself, you want someone who sets an appointment to be there at that time. And just like yourself, if you have a service like a gardener or a house cleaner, you want that same consistency from your pool service company. So earlier this year when I was at the Florida Pool Show, which probably seems ages ago with this COVID thing, I ran into a guy. His company's name was 365 Pool Service Inc. And he said his name was kind of bold at that time because he doesn't really work on Sundays, nor Saturdays, I don't think, anymore. But he came up with that name, 365 Pool Service, and it really helped him with the clients establish that instant, hey, this guy's reliable because look at his business name, 365 Pool Service. And so that, you know, that little bit of psychology really speaks to the fact that they really want you to show up, and whether you do the job good or not, they want you back there when you say you are, because they're paying you for that. And it's very easy to flake out. It's very easy when you're out there in the field to know that, you know, Mr. Jones's pool is very easy. It's one of those splash and dash type pools where, or I should say splash and dash with class type pools, where you actually show up and you're looking for things to do there because the pool is immaculate every week. Very easy to think in your head, I can just skip that one this week because it's going to be fine, and I know every week I go there, it's fine. But take a step back, and I'll let you know that this is probably a dangerous way to think about your business, because if you are already thinking of skipping an account because everything probably is fine, it may not be fine. And then you're establishing something in your head, maybe not this one time, but maybe when you do it a few times, is that by skipping pools, there's really nothing wrong with it because they're going to look good, no one's going to notice. You're already setting yourself up for a potential disaster because you're changing the way you look at your service. You're looking at your service as if you can take liberties like skipping a pool when they're paying you for showing up that day. So you're actually going to get paid for something that you didn't do, and you're going to feel okay about it. and that's probably not a good attitude to start to develop. And I can almost guess that the moment you skip Mr. Jones' pool, there's going to be a dead rat that falls in there, or Mr. Jones was out there waiting for you to show up because he wanted to talk to you about something about his equipment, or something of that nature is going to happen to you, because that's how it is, you know. It's always going to be something like that happening when you think everything is perfect, and the pool, you've gone there 50 weeks in a row, and there's never been a problem, and so you decide to skip it that day. I bet that day is the day that a rat's going to fall in there, or Mr. Jones is actually waiting at the poolside for you. So definitely keep that in mind and kind of get that in your head too, as a picture in your head that, you know, if I skip this pool, there could be a dead animal in there, or the customer could actually be waiting for me that day. And if you get there and they're not, it's okay, you actually made it to that pool. But I always like to put a little image in my head about something. That way I kind of stay on track, because it is easy to kind of think that you can skip pools, but in the long run, the best business practice is to show up every week, week in and week out at the same time, and the customer will appreciate that. You're getting paid for that anyway, so there's really no reason to skip an account. Now, if you go on vacation, or if you need to take one of your free days that day, letting the customer know that you're not going to be there is perfectly fine with them. Usually, you'll never have any customers that will fight you on taking a day off. And if you do have any customers that fight you on taking a day off, those are the customers that you really don't want to have, because everyone needs a day off at some point. Everyone needs a vacation, and the pool is not 365 pool service like the gentleman that ran to the show, which is funny. You know, he was bold picking that name, but that name actually really has a subconscious or psychological aspect to it that the customers can relate to. And he's got a really big service company, I think, with many employees. But it starts with something as simple as showing up at the pool, and then when you're doing the bid or when you have any kind of repair scheduled, showing up to do that repair on time at the time you say, or letting the customer know that you're not going to be there. And that's just pretty basic for business practice, but it's something that you definitely have to learn and realize that a lot of account turnover is because the other pool guy just didn't show up there at the account, or the customer perceived he wasn't showing up because he was coming on different days of the week or different times. So consistency is the key to success in a service type business. And if you're looking for a previous podcast that I recorded, you can definitely go to my website, sewingpoollearning.com, and on the homepage, on the banner, you can click on the podcast icon, and that'll take you to a drop down list of the other podcasts I recorded. I have over 470 or so podcasts at this recording, so definitely you can refer to that list to see other subjects that I've covered, and refer back to that again at my website, sewingpoollearning.com. And if you're starting out, you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits from joining my group there. And again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.